Many Ukrainians live a dual existence. Their country is at war, but there are moments of normalcy, of fun and joy. One of the ways some families in Kyiv had found respite is a small ski resort right in the city. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny visited for some night skiing and sent this report.
There's a snowstorm happening in Kyiv right now. The powder is falling thick and fast. About a foot is landing. It's been at least a day since the last air raid siren and missile attack. Seems like a perfect time to go skiing. This amazing snow is what brought even Kovalov out. I'm here to ski, the 9-year-old says with a grin. He's on the ski team here at Protavsiv Yar, where the Ukrainian national team has trained. Today, he skied with one ski, he tells us, and practiced jumps. His mom, Katerina Ponomarenko, is out at the base of the main slope. The floodlights are on. There's night skiing until 9 p.m., illuminating the 100 or so skiers and snowboarders making their way down. I'm so happy for everyone here trying to live, says Katerina. Ukrainians have all experienced so much stress and fear, she says. Pulling yourself out of the house, she says, helps her and her son stay out of a depression. At the small resort, you can take lessons, rent skis or snowboards. It's the second season since the war began, and there's a cafe with food and hot cocoa and powerful backup generators if the power goes out. The potential for a Russian missile attack, always present. In front of one of the machines making snow, Roman Kobolinsky is starting a lesson.
Кира, Дима, а ну пішли.
With twin 6-year-olds, Кира and Дима.
Вперед, назад, кругом.
Роман leads them in a warm-up.
В іншу сторону.
Only one rope lift is operating when we visit. That's so it's easier to evacuate if there's an aerial attack. Roman guides the twins over to it.
Готова? Так, Кіра, а ну.
They grab the rubber handles that will pull them up the hill.
Діма, молодець.
Well done, Roman says. Hold on tight. Inside the lodge, benches are packed with people warming up. Nazar Motsa, who is 8, has just finished a lesson. His cheeks are flushed.
Добре.
I liked it, he says, a huge smile on his face. His mom, Marta, is beaming.
His first experience.
First day today?
Yes.
What did it feel like?
Спочатку я боявся перші рази.
Initially, I was afraid, he says.
Але потім, коли я трошки...
But then, I studied the slope. He motions with his hands, showing the angles. Marta and her husband got him this lesson as a holiday present.
We are waiting for victory, but we can't put our life on this stop.
Are you tired? His mom asks.
It
seems that I don't feel fatigued because I have a boost of joy, he says. And that boost of joy, I think we could all be interested in that. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, at a ski resort in Kyiv.